Good morning, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim, Perek Yud Ches, Chapter 18. Hope everyone's having a wonderful day and a Freilich and Chanukah, Chag Sameach to one and all. I mentioned last week that we're going to, fortuitously, Yad Hashem, Yashkach HaFratis, wind up talking about a pasuk this week, which is connected to Chanukah, I think is beautiful, and I want to share with you an incredible Malbim that fell out this week is really a big bracha, so let's begin with that pasuk. Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Chaf Tes, couldn't get any better. Ki ata ta'ir neiri, Hashem Elokai Yagia Chashki, says David HaMelech, he says, for it's you Hashem will light my lamp, or receptacle of light. Hashem will illuminate my darkness. That is the meaning of pasuk Chaf Tes. And obviously the relevance to Chanukah is the holiday of light, Chag HaUrim, which is the idea of light. And so I figured today we'd talk about this pasuk in terms of its message, what David HaMelech was trying to convey, and maybe conclude with how it applies to Chanukah, besides the obvious, the idea of Hashem giving us neiros, giving us light, and illuminates our lives. So Rashi here on the pasuk says, what does it mean Hashem is neiri? Rashi takes a very pragmatic approach to this pasuk, and which, by the way, makes sense in terms of the theme we've discussed. This is now part 6, I believe, of Perek Yud Ches. It's a long perek, as we discussed, and therefore, thematically to recall, it's about war, all the challenges David HaMelech had in his life, Shaul being the most difficult of them, but all the wars and the challenges. And so it makes sense that Rashi would say it's a practical matter. What is neiri? Kishemilcham balayla begedud amalek haba al tziklag. Shenemar vayakim David mehaneshef ad ha'erev. Amacharasam. In Shmuel Aleph Perek Lamed, the Navi tells us that when they fought against a group from Amalek, David says it was hard. They fought from the morning, the Navi says, from the early morning hours until the late hours of the night. It's impossible to fight in the wee early hours of the morning in darkness or late at night in darkness. They didn't have lights back then. There were no general streetlights. And therefore, imagine the difficulty of defeating an enemy like Amalek, one of our greatest tormentors, not having light. And so, David HaMelech says, literally, if not for you, Hashem, you were our light. You provided us guidance and it allowed us to win this war, to succeed in the war by giving us light. That's a pragmatic idea that Rashi says, although not as specific. Mitzudas David similarly kind of learns the pasuk. Mitzudas David says, what is Ataniri? Ratalomar tishlach li azara. It means that Hashem generally, Neri is a symbolic idea, Hashem gives us help in things we need it with. And Yagia Chashki Yoshieni min Hatzara. He saves us from sorrows, from difficulties, from distress. So instead of a specific war like Rashi, Mitzudas David says it refers to the general salvation that God gives us. But here I want to read an incredible Malbim. And by the way, there are other opinions as well. There's a Shilte Giburim that I saw referenced in one of the Sfarim that talks about maybe that it refers to Torah as Hashem's light. We have to realize, also a beautiful idea, when we learn Torah, we have to realize that we illuminate God's world, because Torah is Hashem's light to the world. The more we learn, the more we illuminate, bring light to the world. A beautiful idea as well. But let me read to you the Malbim. The Malbim is such a beautiful Malbim here. The way he describes this idea of Hashem being our Ner, our candle, and I think it really applies beautifully to Chanukah. Just to read it together a little bit. Ki ata neiri, ritzono lomar, as if to say, ki ata mitzad teva chomro. Because a person is so physical, so base, so flesh and blood. The person is not prepared to accept the idea of God's truth, God's light. Intellectually, they can accept it. But the neshama, mitzad zen nimshal or ha-seichel, l'ner ha-meir, chashkas ha-nefesh. And therefore, Hashem, what he does is, if we can accept something intellectually, he will worry about making that intellect convert or transpose into our nefesh, our neshama. As the pasuk in Mishlei says, Kiner Hashem nishmas adam. Ulam haner hazeh lo ya'ir mi'atzmo rak al yidei or Hashem hamala ner ha-nefesh. V'heir al iver panav. But it doesn't happen on its own, and it doesn't happen by us. Hashem makes that happen. And that's what he does. And that's what we're saying here, the Malbim writes, what David HaMelech expresses, Ki Ata Neiri, Ulam, Achoshech barafel hamasavavim et haner, shein kochos achamrim hasochachim alav, him choshech mamashi. The problem is that as much as Hashem can provide the light for us, the darkness that surrounds it. And that darkness won't be affected. Now, you imagine taking a candle, a light, and putting it in a dark room, so immediately in the inches, maybe the feet around the candle, there'll be light. But as you go further and further away from that light, there's absolute darkness. How do you convert that? So that's what he says. Hamitis v'nevua asher yashpia al sichel ha'adam. U'mashal hagas choshech heim mitzvot shenasan Hashem ba. So the Malbim says beautifully that Hashem provides the light to our neshama. He gives us the ability, intellectually we have it on our own. But our neshama, Hashem assists us to light it up. That only works for a surrounding area. And therefore, the Malbim writes, Hashem gave us mitzvot. And mitzvot are the opportunity to increase that light that Hashem helped us gain in our neshama, literally to the entire earth, to the entire Kol Yoshvei Sevel Atzecha, the entire earth, God's great earth. It's a beautiful idea that Malbim says that Hashem kind of partners with us. And that's what David expresses here, literally, Ata, Miri, you are my light, you enlighten me in a sense, I can't do it myself, and you bring light to my darkness because if not for your help, I couldn't have lit my neshama. I couldn't have had the opportunity to begin the process. Once we do that, we have mitzvot to further get rid of darkness in our lives. And I think that's one of the messages we can apply this year to Hanukkah, of course, every year to Hanukkah, that Hanukkah being the holiday of lights is the holiday which focuses on Or. And the idea that what is Or? It's Torah, right? That's mitzvot, that's learning Torah. That Torah has the unique ability to enlighten our lives. It gives us a certain sense of simcha, of self-fulfillment, but also the ability to lighten our lives, the lives of those around us. And I think the message this year of Hanukkah is, from this Malbim, that as David HaMelech beautifully says, the idea that Hashem will assist us in trying to use the Torah that we gain for ourselves in making the world around us a better place, like the candle gives a little light around it. It's our job to fill in the rest of the gaps and make more light with the Torah that we learn. Wishing all of you and your families a wonderful, uplifting Chag Urim Sameach. And the Yerushalayim Hashem will continue with this very involved, very long chapter of Perek Yud Ches, chapter 18, God willing, next Tuesday. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.